last number of years, we've had large bonfires in a small number of areas in the county. Although, you know, traditionally bonfires would have been made of, you know, wood and straw, nowadays we see people using bonfires as a means to dispose of waste. In particular, large household items such as mattresses, tyres, carpets, and other types of household waste. And this is not an acceptable practice, and it's something that the council are trying to get a handle of and trying to stamp out.
You were monitoring a situation and moved in and removed 3 tonnes of material on the 11th of this month. Are there any similar sites under observation at present?
We have a number of sites that we actually are keeping an eye on. To date, this is the site that has waste already accumulated on, and the council did act to investigate and to remove the waste. And we're actually urging householders and businesses not to supply waste materials to anybody that might be collecting for a bonfire.
And with that in mind, the council is saying today it's monitoring and looking at a few businesses with a view towards ensuring that they're not handing stuff over.
Well, at this time of the year, council staff go around businesses to remind them of their obligations under the regulations and to ensure that they're aware not to supply materials to anybody that might be collecting for bonfire night. This is something that we would do on an annual basis at this time of the year.